email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, our next guest is Paul Holmes. Paul is a community development officer and he helps run a bungalow wellness sanctuary in Bluebell in Dublin, which hopes to be a community awakener for Dublin 12. Good afternoon, Paul.
How are you doing, Ray? And thanks for having me.
Now, I wasn't familiar, and you weren't probably familiar either, with the term community awakener, were you?
No.
It comes from John O'Donoghue.
Oh, right? Okay, Eternal Echoes. Right.
Yes, that's it. It's from Eternal
Echoes. From the book. Yes,
that's what it's from. Rosanna, who was out and visited you and saw the whole thing for the Irish Times, she reckoned that that's what the bungalow in Bluebell was like, a community awakener as opposed to a community centre.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm intrigued by this. I want to find out all about it and about you.
Okay.
Yeah. So Bluebell, just for people who don't know geographically where it is, Dublin 12.
Dublin 12, okay. Yeah. So it's along the Naas Road. It's probably a community that's been forgotten about in time, Ray, I would say. It has a population of about 2,000 people. A working class area, you know, poor working class area that would, you know, would have problems like anywhere in Dublin, you know, so a lot of problems socially. Around the whole area, it would be a lot of factories, you know. And
Bluebell Industrial Centre.
Bluebell Industrial Centre. So as far as you can see up the Naas Road, it's just factories and businesses. And then nestled in between that, and the Lewis Line passes by Bluebell. So most people don't even know it exists.
Is there a stop?
There's a stop in Bluebell,
Yeah.
There's nothing in Bluebell. There's a shop, there's no doctors, there's no dentist, there's no chiropodist, there's no post office. So it's been forgotten about, you know, like in general for over the last couple of years.
Okay. So how long is this wellness sanctuary in place?
Okay, so it's up and running about 3 years. It was leased to us by Dublin City Council about 3 years ago. So it's a bungalow. So if you can imagine, it's like a bungalow in the middle of the countryside, we'd say. Okay, I know you're from the country, right? So
well, I'm a townie. Paul. I'm a townie.
Okay, yeah. So
I don't know how Dublin people look on us townies in the country.
I love the country. I'd love to live in the countryside, you see.
Yeah.
You can swap.
So it's a bungalow on how much land?
It's probably on about maybe 2 acres.
All right, which is a lot for
an acre. We say an acre.
Why so much land in such a built-up area?
Well, so a family would have lived in the bungalow, say, about 15 years ago, and there's a field behind the bungalow, and there's filter beds there that would have been used. They would have been full of water.
Right.
And they would have been used by Diageo. Back then, it would have been Guinness's. It was an overflow of water in case they ran out of water. So the family would have maintained those filter beds.
Filter beds?
Yeah.
So are they like large swimming pools?
Exactly.
Oh, right. Okay.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. And are they still there?
The pools are still there, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. So this family would have, that was their sort of work residence.
Yeah, they lived there, but it's been idle for the past probably 15 years.
Okay.
So through Tommy Coombs, who is the manager of Bluebell CDP.
I met Tommy before.
You met Tommy before, yeah.
He's a great community worker.
He's amazing. He's an amazing man. Yeah. He really is. So through that, we acquired about 3 years ago. And it started off as a men's shed. So I run the, you know, the Irish men's sheds.
Yes, I do.
So we have a fishing men's shed. All the men's sheds are different. So it depends what people bring to the men's sheds. They could be making, you know, carpentry, could be singing poetry, whatever, you know the score. Yeah. And I brought a bit of fishing to it, you know, so. But the thing about fishing is you can't go fishing every day. You know, so it kind of progressed from there, and it's kind of morphed, I suppose, more into a conventional men's shed. We're starting to make things, and we've got a lot of kind of machinery that have been donated from a woman called Marie Soff.
Yeah, we'll talk about Marie in a moment.
Okay, yeah.
But it's not exclusively men anymore, is it? Is it more inclusive?
It's everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what started out as a men's shed is from people from everywhere, every skin colour, from all over the world, yeah.
Yeah. So people come to you then from places like Tiglin.
Yep.
From Direct Provision.
Yep.
Where else would people come from?
From all the disability organisations.
Yeah.
So
TUSE is
TUSE is a like a community employment scheme. So if you're unemployed for a year, you can go on a TUSE scheme. So you get your social welfare and you get €28 on top. And it doesn't seem much, but it gives you an incentive to get out of bed and get involved in the community and, you know, put something back. We get something out of it and they get something out of it.
I think that's, from reading about it, that's the essence of the bungalow.
Absolutely.
It's people getting purpose to get up, you know, a reason to get up in the morning, giving something back, connection, community. Mm-hmm. Why did you get involved?
Okay, so I started on a two scheme. So like years ago, I was a professional musician for years, you know. So and then I lots of stuff. Won't go into it anyway, but it didn't end well anyway. And then I ended up being a truck driver, we say.
Okay.
And I absolutely hated it. So I was having an nervous breakdown.
It wasn't for you.
It wasn't for me. I was having an nervous breakdown. So I left the job.
Like a real one or sort of?
What's that?
Was that a real nervous breakdown or?
No. But just, it was probably on the verge. Right, like, you know, like, yeah.
Unhappy.
Yeah, really unhappy. Yeah.
Demotivated.
Yeah. So I just couldn't do it anymore. So I had to leave. So I was unemployed for a year. And I suppose the age I was in my 50s, it'd be harder to get work, you know. So the social welfare said, we're sending you out here.
Right.
And it was just by chance, I met the guy that interviewed me was a musician as well. And I could have been sent anywhere. I could have been sent to any project. And he says, I know the guy for you, Tommy Coombs. And it just changed my life working there. It really did.
Why?
I just love it, right? You know, like... I'm getting a bit emotional now. I don't know. It gives me a purpose for my life. I don't feel it's work. So something that started out for me being unemployed from TUS and then to become a community development worker and to be working and to be helping people, you know, it just changed my life.
Yeah. So did you find something within yourself that you didn't know was there?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Because like when you're in bands and all that, like you have friends, but they're not real friends. And then when you're a truck driver, you've no friends. Yeah. You're sitting in a cab by yourself, you know, talking to yourself. It's not something that I ever thought I would get involved in.
Yeah.
You know, community work.
And you say that everybody brings something to the bungalow.
Yeah.
And you brought music.
I brought music, yeah.
Right.
So when I came to Bluebell, I hadn't played music. I'd kind of got disoriented with music. I hadn't played in probably about 10 years.
Right.
I sold all my instruments and all that.
You'll have to tell us that story. Can you tell us that story?
Well, if you ever come out to the bungalow,
you'll tell me the story. Okay, but it ended badly.
Yeah. It ended badly,
So much so that you turned your back on it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's big.
And it was true, Tommy. When Tommy found out that I had been a musician, he said, you know, there was a little music group going on there. They might have had six people maybe sitting around playing guitars. And I said, Tommy, I don't want to do it. You know, I really don't want to be involved in it. But I did get involved, and now so every Monday morning in the community centre we'd have 150 people there from Johnny Goss, Enable Ireland, Walk, you know, like sing and dance. We have a little band, so it's amazing.
Right. I can see because you were tearing up there.
Yeah, I was.
Paul, it had a profound effect on you.
Hmm.
Right, it's a very special place.
Yeah, I think what's special about the bungalow is like even. Everyone that comes to walk through the gates is called the Bungalow Wellness Sanctuary. They bring so much to it. It's always the right people that walk through the gates, you know, like the skills they bring. They don't have to bring skills. It's just a stopping point as well for people. Maybe people have fallen off track or like that and need to get their lives back together again.
The fact that it isn't a community centre as we understand it, a big hall or, you know, a big place, the fact that it's a bungalow, do you think that makes it different, you know, very
of course, yeah. Because you're surrounded by nature. I'm big into nature as well, so we have beehives there, and we have fish ponds, and like the birds are singing around you, and in the pond actually there's a kettle which belonged to my granny, and the water is coming out of the kettle, so it's just even to sit there, have a cup of tea, have a chat, you know, and we have a coal fire and all that kind of stuff. It's incredible.
You grow vegetables.
We grow vegetables, yeah. So we have quite a bit of stuff there. We grow vegetables. We have a sauna.
How did the sauna come about?
So the sauna happened about a year ago through one of our workers on a CE scheme who had come through the Tiglin programme. So he organised through Tiglin to go to Greystones to the sauna there. And so we went out last year and we had an amazing time. We made a calendar of it. You know, DCC paid for a calendar and we were all like posing like this. That was a great crack.
Thanks.
And we sent out a copy to everybody in Bluebell. So that was brilliant. So on the way back, someone just said, James, it'd be mad to have a sauna in Bluebell, you know, kind of stuff. And he was kind of saying, yeah, you're mad because you associate sauna. I know they've become really popular now with more affluent areas, I suppose. And lo and behold, Owen had a chat with Steve Crosby from Fad Sale, who donated the sauna for free.
Wow.
He came out to see us and he was, you know, he kind of got what we're doing in the bungalow.
Yeah, you understood it.
Yeah, yeah.
As did, and you mentioned her name already, Marie Soff.
Yeah.
So she put up an ad.
On the Irish Men's Shed WhatsApp.
Yeah. Her dad had died.
Her dad used to build boats.
Right.
Yeah. And we've always thought about building a boat.
Okay.
Okay. Because we're a fishermen's group.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have the frame of a boat sitting there. Things just keep coming along, Ray, that you kind of get.
Tell us about Marie then. So okay. She advertised his tools, does it?
Yeah. So all his chisel, like works of art, like you don't see this stuff anymore, like beautiful wooden handles and all that kind of stuff. So all his hand tools, a lathe, a wood turning lathe, loads of different saws, electrical saws, cutting saws, skill saws, bench saws. So we went out and collected them. And I kind of kept in touch with Marie. And it turned out I used to be a photographer as well. So she was sending me pictures of photos, wherever it's at. And she said she used to do a bit of art. So I said, send me some of your art. So she sent me something and I was blown away by it. Like, that's what happens in the bungalow. You know, people realise their potentials as well. And sometimes it gets lost, you know. So what happened then, in between then, we commissioned Marie to do four pieces in conjunction with Sean Miller. I don't know if you know Sean Miller, the great singer, songwriter, composer, for a song about Bluebell, The Regeneration. And that was launched last year in the Mansion House. So it's brought a whole new life to Marie as well, like, and her art as well.
So she's a regular out there now.
Yeah, yeah. And like Sean Miller, we did an amazing thing with Sean Miller in 2019 in the National Concert Hall. With the RTÉ Symphony Orchestra, Bluebell.
So you're sort of you're a reflective man, I can tell by you, you know, and you've been through this profound transformation because of the bungalow. What does it tell you about being human? What does it tell you about us and the way we live our lives, the way we probably should live our lives?
Well, there should be more places like the bungalow. Yeah, I think we've lost the way a bit. Like I thought, like going back to COVID, like people were talking about, you know, communities are coming together again and all that, and it's great and all that. But since COVID has gone, it's gone back to the old ways and all that kind of stuff. There needs to be more stuff, and there needs to be like what you're promoting here today, right? Like people need to hear that more. Like you hear doom and gloom stuff on the TV and radio. You don't hear good stories.
Yeah, good news stories.
Good news stories.
And the bungalow is a good news story.
The good news, the bungalow's incredible. Like even last year we had say 20 men from the Red Cow from Palestine coming down. Like they laid all the concrete, and they built all the walls. You know, like it's incredible. But that's not stuff you see on social media. It's always the far right stuff portrayed.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Mm. Now there is a bit of bad news, isn't there?
Yeah.
Because there's plans to redevelop the area.
Absolutely, yeah. So, sadly, the bungalow, all we've done there is going to be gone in about 3 years' time.
Does that have to be the case?
Yeah. We've tried everything with the LDA and Dublin City Council. There's no kind of way around it. So what they've assured us is in the new build, the actual structure of the bungalow, they're going to give us the ground floor in one of the apartment blocks.
Right.
And all the land, which incorporates all the containers and the sauna and the fish pond and the allotments, will be over in the far corner. And they probably said they were going to give us a bit more land.
Right. Well, yeah.
I know they say these things, but like so far it's been a positive experience for us. I know Dublin City Council get kind of a bad rap, like historically, for regeneration.
No, it sounds like it's been a hugely positive experience for everybody involved.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you have a recording studio in the front room.
Yeah, so, and that's the only people that are coming through the door. So a woman would have came in through us, through John Bissett, and she said her husband was an engineer and he worked in recording studios. She said, well, tell him to come up. So he's built it, right?
And what are you going to do there?
Well, we're going to be doing podcasts and recording studio for singer-songwriters.
Right.
A really important point, Ray, is that we don't get funding from anybody.
No.
From nobody, right? So, like, the only reason that we have that source is actually for us, like, putting applications in for funding, whether it comes through the National Lottery or DCC or Music Network, we don't get any money. We have a lottery that we do every Friday and we might make $6,000 a year.
Yeah.
So if there's anyone out there listening in the big corporations,
come up
for a cup of tea or a chat.
If this catches your imagination, Jim says, really impressed with the lovely man from Bluebell on your show. Great to hear of good people who are making a real difference in their community. We need a lot more people like this. I feel better just listening to him. Isn't that lovely?
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I love that. Wish the world had more people like Tommy Coombs, who's your partner in community, I suppose. And the world would be a better place if there were more Tommy Coombs in the world. Great community worker, says Crianna. And he's inspired you.
Absolutely, yeah. Paul. Yeah, well, he changed my life.
Yeah.
He did.
Do you tell him that?
I do.
All right. No.
I wrote a song about him.
And well done to Rosanna Cooney. That was the piece that we spotted.
Well, I think what Rosanna did captured everything.
Yes. Yeah.
She's a lovely woman and she captured it like beautifully. She really did.
Yeah. And you can read that at the Irish Times online there. The Hidden Sanctuary in Dublin City. I wasn't a nice person. They gave me a chance. And that's one of the people who's out there. That's the quote from them. And it is. So you witness transformation, not just in yourself, but in other people.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, so, and sadly, the people, because of the whole way the two schemes run and CE schemes, you can probably get maybe up to 3 or 4 years, depending on your age. And then we lose people. Yeah. You know, like we have great people coming and we lose them.
Yeah.
But that's what happens.
Right. Paul, real pleasure. I'll have to go out and visit.
You definitely will.
Yeah, I was waiting for an invitation there. Now
well, I'm giving you the invitation.
Right, let's see.
It'd be just like being back at home.
Yeah. And it's good. I met Tommy before as well at one of John Biss's things, so it'd be interesting to meet Tommy again. Paul, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you so much.
That was brilliant. I really enjoyed that. All right. Thanks very much. All right.
See ya.
Yeah, just thanks. Thanks. There you go. There's Paul on his way. Busy man. Just a reminder about our quiz. We're looking for two of you to come on after 4 o'clock and take part in our 1, 2, 3 quiz. The qualifying question today: which singer is playing Electric Picnic this Friday? Is it Chapel Roan or Temple Roan? Which singer is playing Electric Picnic this Friday? Chapel Roan or Temple Roan? 0818 715 925. That's 0818 715 925.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.